This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump and the First Lady visited shooting victims and hospitals in the states of Ohio and Texas Wednesday, even as protests in both cities criticized the president's inflammatory rhetoric on race and immigration. At a university medical center in El Paso, the president and first lady visited with first responders, the hospital staff, and victims and their families, according to the White House. Afterwards, he praised the efforts of first responders and the doctors.
We went to the hospital, just came from the hospital. We were there a lot longer than we were anticipated to be. It was supposed to be just a fairly quick. We met with numerous people. We met with also the doctors, the nurses, the medical staff. They have done an incredible job.
In Ohio, the president visited with victims and first responders at Miami Valley Hospital. The demonstrations took place in both Dayton and El Paso, criticizing the president's past statements about immigrants and his failure to act on gun control. Congresswoman Verania Escobar's district does include El Paso.
I am just here to tell you that I'm ready to stand with you as we say no to hate, no to bigotry, no to racism, and yes to love. Yes to love. Yes to love. Yes to love. I love you, El Paso!
Several Democratic presidential candidates, including former Vice President Joe Biden, El Paso native and former Congressman Beto O'Rourke and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker criticized the president's rhetoric and his inaction on gun control even after the mass shootings. In the largest such operation in the U.S. in 10 years, federal agents raided food processing plants in Mississippi Wednesday, arresting nearly 700 undocumented immigrants. This is VOA News. Thousands marched in Caracas Wednesday in support of President Nicolas Maduro 2 days after the United States imposed the toughest sanctions yet on Venezuela. National Assembly Speaker, considered the country's second most powerful leader, called the latest sanctions a new aggression amongst the madness of genocides that govern the United States. Others at Wednesday's rally accused President Trump of wanting to get his hands on Venezuela. Reporters in Caracas say most of those marching were government workers and militia members. The Trump administration banned all U.S. companies and individuals from doing business with the Maduro government as part of U.S. pressure to drive him from power. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is still hoping to hold another round of nuclear talks with North Korea, despite the country's recent missile test. He said the U.S. is closely watching the North Koreans, but that planning is continuing for a new round of negotiations to begin in a couple of weeks.
President Trump's and this administration's strategy with respect to North Korea haven't changed. Our effort is to achieve the full final denuclearization of North Korea. We are hopeful that in the coming weeks we'll get back to the negotiating table to achieve that.
He pointed out that the recent tests were short-range missiles, but North Korea was testing long-range rockets and nuclear weapons when President Trump came into office. Pakistan says it is expelling India's high commissioner to Islamabad just hours after downgrading diplomatic and trade ties with New Delhi for stripping the disputed Kashmir region of its special status as bilateral relations continue to deteriorate. The foreign ministry said in a brief announcement the Indian government has also been informed that Pakistan will not be sending its high commissioner designate to India. Earlier, an official announcement said that the emergency meeting at the National Security Committee, which includes top Pakistani civilian and military leaders, has decided to lower diplomatic and trade ties with India, among other steps. The House Judiciary Committee in the United States is now suing to force former White House counsel Donald McGahn to testify as part of its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
It's another step toward possible impeachment proceedings. Under the president's orders, McGahn has refused to testify. He was a star witness in special counsel Robert Mueller's report. The lawsuit is a central part of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's strategy to legislate, investigate, litigate. She has resisted pushing for impeachment, but an AP tally shows more than half of House Democrats say they support beginning an impeachment inquiry. His lawyer says Don McGahn does not believe he witnessed any violation of law. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Begin broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped